Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the word of God in a service already in progress.
He'll fight. by my back. Every enemy, he'll fight it. If I give him,
I know that he will.
I know that he
will.
I know that he will. Who will?
Jesus will.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Well, he will fight our battles. Amen. If everybody else give up, Jesus will fight our battles. This morning, if you will, I would that you turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter number 3. We'll try to talk to the young people a little bit today. Third chapter of Acts. And with our emphasis on verse number 6, well, we'll draw our subject, but we'll read 1-6. Everybody got it? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him, John and Peter said, "Look on us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Yes, sir.
"Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, we thank you now for this privilege of preaching. We ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move freely in our midst, and then grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Then Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And it's from this text, this sixth verse, that we draw our subject as we try to talk to basically our young people. And my subject this morning is gifts you can give your parents. Gifts you can give your parents. Let me begin by saying that the Jews observed prayer 3 times in a day, and in the morning at 9, afternoon at 3, and thank you, Ursus, and evening at sunset. Now, these times, devout Jews and Gentiles who believed in God often went to the temple to pray. And so Peter and John were going to the temple at the entrance of the gate they called Beautiful for the afternoon prayer service. Now the Beautiful gate was an entrance to the temple and not the city. It was one of the favored entrances, and many people passed through it on their way to worship. And many times giving money to beggars was considered praiseworthy in the Jewish religion. And so this beggar was wisely placed where he could be seen by most of the people on their way to worship in the temple. And so in the text, this lame man that was placed at the gate called Beautiful, he asked Peter and John for some money, but Peter and John said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give to you. in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. For here we see that Peter and John gave him something much better than silver and gold. He gave him the use of his legs. Now, I believe children and young folk can easily identify with Peter's statement where here when he said they don't have any money, because in most cases, children and young folk do not have an opportunity to earn great amounts of money, although some have the opportunity for part-time work as they pursue their education. But usually when it comes to giving of gifts at Christmas time or at birthdays, many young people find it necessary to either use part of their allowance if they get one, which is a gift from their parents, or money that they've earned on a part-time job. But for many children and young folk, some may feel a little let down when it comes to time to buy gifts for their parents, because in most cases they don't have any money. But young people, I stopped by here to tell you this morning that there are some gifts that you can give your parents or parent that's more valuable than what you can purchase with money. And so the question is, what are some gifts that are possible for every young person to bestow upon his or her parent or parents that they don't have to buy with money? Well, let's consider some gifts that you can give your parents that's more valuable than those that can be purchased with money, as the text says, silver and gold. Well, first of all, you may give the gift of reverence to your parents. We note that the Bible says, according to Ephesians 6:23, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What is the promise? That you may live long on the earth. In other words, you should always show respect to your parents, although parents should be worthy of honor. But even at times when you may be disappointed with your parents, it's good, it's God's will for you to give proper respect to those who are the source of your life and who provided for you in the days of your helplessness. Now, the term honor speaks of action as well as an attitude, as Paul deals with the motive behind the action, which is when God gave his law in the Ten Commandments, the first law governing the human relationship according to Exodus 20:12 and Deuteronomy 5:16 is, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth which your God is giving you. In other words, it is the only command of the Ten Commandments that relates to the family, because that principle alone secures family fulfillment. Although submission to parents should, first of all, be for the Lord's sake. And so the first gift that you can give your parents is, that's more valuable than any money can buy, is reverence and honor to them. The second, you may give the gift of obedience to your parents. Now, in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, Paul starts by saying in verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, I use honor first because there's a difference between obeying and honoring. Because to obey means to do as one is told. But to honor means to respect and love. But children are to obey their parents because God has appointed parents not only to be providers, but also to be instructors to their children. Because everything begins at the home, which is the basic unit in our society. And that comes before the state, before the school, before the church. In other words, God is holding parents responsible for instructing their children in the ways of good and right. We can't leave it up to the schools and to the church, but it must start in the home. But then children and young people, God is also holding you responsible for being obedient to your parents. Now, from this verse, it is implied that the only instance in which you're free to disobey your parent would be in a situation in which they are asking you to do something wrong, which is contrary to the will of God or out of the character of Jesus Christ. But behind almost every request that comes from parents is a desire for the well-being of their children. Although there may be times when prohibitions that parents give may be misunderstood and maybe even not appreciated, but you need to understand that it's for your own good. Now, you may feel that it could be that your parents may not be as intelligent as you are, but at least they've lived longer than you have. And so when they don't allow you to go in a certain place or hang out in certain groups, they're not just being mean, but they're actually looking out for your welfare. Because perhaps somewhere in their lives, maybe they got caught up in the wrong crowd and did something wrong because they were disobedient to their parents. And they caused their parents some pain, some misery. And so they're trying to keep you from going down that same path. Because most parents desire what is the highest and best for their children. And so the second gift you can give to your parents is the gift of obedience. And so, my brothers and sisters and young people, it's a general rule that you will experience more happiness as well as a better life when you give your parents the gift of obedience. Now, thirdly, you may give your parents the gift of Thanksgiving. And let me ask every child and young person present this morning, how long has it been since you just said from your heart, thank you, mother, or thank you, daddy? Because an attitude of gratitude is not instinctive, but it's an attitude that must be acquired. And that's why your parents, when you were very small, and some of you who are very small, are always told to say thank you when someone gives you something or someone does something nice for you. Because while all good and perfect gifts come from God the Father, many of these gifts, such as an attitude of gratitude, come from the training of the parents. And that's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Oh, young people, some of the things that I was taught as a young person is still prevalent right now. I even find myself still saying, yes, ma'am. I still find myself saying, thank you. Are you with me? And respecting older people. And so, children, you need to know that you can bring joy to your parents' heart by remembering to be grateful to them for their efforts and their energy and for everything that comes to you from them. Because your parents could have aborted you before you ever came into the world, but they didn't. And although in spite of the fact that some didn't have or don't have much to give, but they did and are doing the best that they can do with the hand that was given and that is given to them in life. And so, children and young people, for that reason, you ought to be thankful to your parents. Because note in the text that Peter said to this lame man, he says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He said, rise up and walk. And the text says immediately his ankle bones received strength and he was able to walk. Now the lame man asked for money, but Peter and John gave him something much better, and he gave him the use of his legs. And so, young people, many times your parents can't afford to give you everything you want, but at least they try to give you what you need. So you ought to be thankful. And so in his excitement, this once lame man began to leap and walk around, and he began to praise and give thanks to God. which saves us both young and old. Don't forget to thank people who help you in time of need. And most of all, don't forget to thank God for his goodness. And so you may give the gift of thanksgiving to your parents. Well, finally, yes, Lord, you may give the gift of joy to your parents. Now, joy is an inward state of being that is deeper and richer and higher than happiness, because happiness is the result of something that happens, and joy is an inward state of being. In other words, it's because of something more than just an incidental happiness. And so as I try to move to the close, by being a respectful, obedient, and grateful child, you can give your parents the gift of joy. And guess what? We never get too old to respect our parents. And so, young people, this calls for each of you to remember who you are and what you are, and refrain from all forms of conduct that will bring harm into your life and hate into the heart of your parents. Because whether you know it or not, when you get in trouble, in pain, in misery, it brings hurt and pain to the heart of your parents. And so I challenge you this morning, and any child who may listen by way of radio, to dedicate yourself to being respectful, obedient to your parent or parents. I challenge you to be good students in school. I challenge you to work at your studies, knowing that you will someday have to work to earn a living, whether you're working for someone else or for yourself. I challenge you this morning not to be content with just passing grades, but do your best to beat your last grade. But even more, when Christmas comes, when birthdays come around, if you don't have money to buy a gift, I tell you what you can do. Well, you could go to them or perhaps pick up the phone and call your mother or father and thank them for being your parents. Thank them for all they have done to help you to get where you are in life. But then don't forget to thank God for his blessings to you through your parents. Now the Bible says that it's more blessed to give than to receive. But you can give, but you can't give what you don't have. And so in the text, Peter says, he says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give unto you. He says, rise up, take up your government, rise up and walk. And in the same way, you can give the gifts that have been mentioned, plus others that money can't buy. And so in closing, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand that there are a whole lot of things, children, that you can give your parents that money came by. And so Peter said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the one who hung, bled, and died for the sins of the world, and rose up triumphantly from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, and now he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. And in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Then Peter took the man by his right hand and helped him up. And as he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed, and they were strengthened. Then he began to jump up, and he began to shout, and he began to walk. He began to leap and he began to praise God for his healing. And he went in the temple with Peter and John. My brothers and sisters, here we see that sometimes we may ask God for what we want, but don't be surprised if he gives you what you really need. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, by the authority of Jesus Christ, which means the apostles were saying the healing came through the Holy Ghost and not through them. And so young people, don't worry about what you don't have, but just use what you got. So I challenge you this morning to use your own creative thinking and use some good gift that you can give to your parents that don't require any money. Simply put, be respectful, be obedient, and thankful, as well as grateful that your parents, they are still here. And if your parents have gone on to be with the Lord, just thank the Lord for the time that they were here, and you can look forward one day to a great reunion on the other side when all God's children get together. What a time, oh what a time, oh what a time. Ain't God all right? Children, obey your parents. Be thankful. Be obedient.
What a message.
Those are some priceless things. It'll go a long way. I know sometimes your parents tell you some things. I've been there. And just look like they just mean. But they're just really looking out for your welfare. And guess what? One day when you get my age, if you live that long, you look back and you say, you know, I thank God for my parents. I thank God that they didn't just let me do anything I want to do. I thank God that they didn't let me run crazy. I thought they were mean, but all they were doing was showing me love. May God bless you. May God keep you, is our prayer. Amen. God bless you.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.